Kilo Mike 4, India, Mike Foxtrot.
KI4IMF, I think it was. Maybe it was KM4IMF. Go ahead. Kilo 4, Whiskey, Charlie, Lima, K4WCL, John. I am mobile in Pickens County.
Roger, John in Pickens County. Mark, on top of Caesar's Head, actually lived just across the North Carolina line. Just got a new handheld here, trying it out, trying to figure out the intricacies of it, of an FT-60. Thank you very much for coming back. KM4, IMF, Kilo, Mike, 4, India, Mike, Foxtrot, QSL.
Congrats on the new FT-60. I have an older FT-50, I believe it is. I don't use it a lot, but it's a great radio. It's got a lot of features that radios from that era did not have, including crossband repeat on a handy talkie. So you got a good signal into the repeater. Sounds like everything's working good. So you're up there near a pretty place then, huh?
Correct, John. I'm about a little less than three miles inside the North Carolina line, which would make me approximately 6 miles via the hardtop to Pretty Place. Been there many times, know exactly where it's at. Like I said, been there many times. And nice, beautiful place up there. What part of Pickens County are you mobile in, if you don't mind me asking, sir?
And a bit there, Mark. I'm between Easley and Pickens. Been down in Easley doing a little shopping, got a little lunch. Got to stop at Walmart for some groceries. And I think we got one more stop after that. And then our place is up in northern Pickens County near Table Rock. We're only about 4.5 miles from the North Carolina border on the South Carolina side. But up 178, not up 276. And part-time residents up here. Wife and I spend about half of our life here. The other half of our life, we still work. And we live in the Atlanta suburbs. But we'll be full-time residents here in about 15 months, almost to the day. And, yeah, Pretty Place is a very inspirational place. I love just to go there, sit in the back of the chapel for a few minutes and reflect and look at the great view. And we typically, when we get visitors up here, we'll take them up there, take them up to Caesar's Head. And we discovered a trail up there. Not too far from the trailhead is right there on 276. I can't remember the name of it. You probably know it. And we hiked that. We didn't get all the way to the waterfall. We were running out of daylight, but we're going to go back up there and explore that a little bit again.
That's probably Raven Falls, the trail you're talking about. Never actually hiked it, passed it 10,000 times, I guess. I work in Greenville, live up here in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina, but work down in Greenville, so I run up and down 276 twice a day. So I believe that's Raven Falls that you're speaking of. There are several other places and trails back in there. In the upper part of Raven Falls, there's three or four different trails, but never actually went down the falls myself. A little FYI, if you ever go back up to Pretty Place, if you'll go down the, let me think, it's the right-hand side of the chapel. And down under the rock, we're just in front of the chapel there, Pretty Place, you'll find a cave. And there, that cave is semi-famous for being a place where Confederate soldiers hid out from Union forces during the Civil War. Just a little FYI, if you're adventurous and like to hike, and it's not a very strenuous hike, about 5 minutes down to Gate, but coming back up, you know, it's almost straight up, so it's fun to get down in there, but getting back out's a little difficult, but anyway. 178, yeah, Pickens Highway, as we call it, from the North Carolina side up to Rosman. I grew up in the Rosman area, so I'm very, very familiar with that road also. And like I said, I've worked down in Greenville, live here in Cedar Mountain. And just a nice little place up here. Too far from anywhere and too close to be far out, I guess. But anyway, thank you very much for the contact, John. Did not write down the call sign. My memory is short, so I'm going to see if I can work around it, work on this radio a little bit more, and see what else it'll do. Brand new to me. I'm not even exactly sure what it will do and what it won't do. So we're going to work around on it. Thank you for the contact, and hopefully we can talk a little bit farther down the line. John, down there in upstate South Carolina, Pickens County, this is Mark, KM4IMF, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina, waving the hand and saying 73s to you, sir.
Thanks for the info there on the cave. That sounds very interesting. You might have to go check that out. And you are 100% correct, Raven Falls. And we enjoyed that. We really weren't prepared to stop and hike. We just kind of stopped, and next thing I know, the wife and I were hiking. Didn't have hiking boots on, just had tennis shoes on. But it was a nice afternoon, and we go up to Brevard quite a bit to eat and, you know, just do something different. So we usually go up 178, go up through Rosman, and then pick up 64. And then usually when we come back down off the Blue Ridge Escarpment, we usually come down 278. Stop at Pretty Place if it's open. Stop up there at Caesar's Head. We always stop. Get out, look at the view. It never gets old. So, and very good at working in Greenville. So, sounds like you got the best of both worlds. Probably not a real bad commute either. So, anyway, we do love the upstate. It's a beautiful place, and like you said, it's not too overly congested. I hope it stays that way, because where we live back in Georgia, we're in the northern suburbs. Little town that we live in, you know, when I moved there 27 years ago, it was the country. You know, it was more of a bedroom community. Wouldn't exactly call it the suburbs at that point in time, but it's overdeveloped, and the roads haven't kept up with the people, and it's traffic galore, and it's just not the beautiful place it was almost 30 years ago. But they call that progress, Mark. Hi. Can't wait to get out of there. And great to meet you. Enjoy that radio. KM4IMF 73 from K4WCL. We're in the Walmart parking lot. Going in, they look pretty busy. Everybody must be getting their collard greens and their black eyed peas. See you, man. 7-3.
Thank you for the contact. KM4IMF.